the Moss, well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. You can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're.
Phoenix FM. Elton John and Your Song. I cannot believe, I mean, everyone knows it's been around forever, and it featured in the movie of Moulin Rouge quite heavily as well, which gave it a new lease of life. But that was originally released in 1970. Unbelievable. 53 years ago. Amazing stuff, absolutely. And I said that had been covered many times. Quite famously covered by Lady Gaga, covered by Ellie Goulding, even covered by Rod Stewart as well. I wasn't so aware of that one. But yeah, always fabulous to listen to. And I did enjoy it being featured in Moulin Rouge as well. I relatively recently saw Moulin Rouge the musical in London and loved the fact that it wasn't just done like the film. They had updated all the music in it to reflect music releases that had happened since the film's release. So yeah, quite incredible. I think it's something like 20 years ago the film was released now. But yeah, amazing. And that was Your Song by Elton. We're coming on to another Christmas classic now, though, that's been requested by our Dame Patsy, one of the Ugly Sisters, Mr. Daniel Morstan, another marvellous person, marvellous character. We share a dressing room with him as well, so there's a lot of banter that goes on in there. And he wanted to hear another Christmas staple. So get ready if you haven't heard this year. Again, what the heck has happened to you? It's played everywhere. So here for Dan Morstan is the quite simply fabulous Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Thank you. Phoenix FM.
I'm sure when that was first released, Mariah had absolutely no idea of the longevity that song would provide. It's just stayed popular and become something that you associate with Christmas, not just the fact that it's Mariah Carey. Yeah, quite incredible. I always enjoy listening to it, even if I've heard it an hour ago. You know, probably if it was on repeat, I'd get sick of it, but there we go. So yeah, Dan Morstan, that was for you. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. So, we share a dressing room with one ugly sister. It would be weird if we didn't also share a dressing room with the other ugly sister. We do indeed. It's fair to say space is limited due to their exuberant costumes, but I'm not going to go into that too much. I don't want to trigger myself. But we need a track suggested by the fabulous Luke Martin as well, playing Edina. And I've got this vibe. Luke has an Amazon Alexa in the dressing room, which he gets to play music. I've got this vibe. He loves a bit of disco. So, yeah, that makes sense that he's chosen this next track as well. So, Luke Martin, this is for you. He paints one of his teeth black every show. That's in no way to do with this track. I just wanted to share the information with you. Here is Donna Summer's Last Dance. Donna Summer and Last Dance, played for Luke Martin, one of our amazing ugly sisters in Cinderella at the Playhouse, Whitley Bay. Now, we were thrilled to be asked to perform here. We did for the first time last year in Aladdin, and then were asked back this year, which was brilliant. And then getting to perform alongside a Northeast legendary comedian who's been associated with the Playhouse Whitley Bay for quite a while, has been a real treat as well, and getting to know him and become mates with him has been fabulous. The one and only Mr. Steve Walls. What a character, a hilarious man, and he's been the lead comic at this venue for 14 years, I think, 13 pantomimes. Obviously, they lost one with COVID, but yeah, he's made it his own, most definitely. So I approached Steve and asked him to request any kind of music he wanted. Actually, of all the people I went round, he was the only person that just gave me an answer instantly and said it was his favourite track. So I have to thank him for that. It made, you know, trying to get a track out of him incredibly, incredibly easy. And performing with him's fabulous as well. It's great when comics perform together and just get on the same wavelength as each other. And I think we've managed to do that with Steve. So, therefore, I would like to play for him the brilliant George Benson and Give Me the Night, chosen in a second.
FM.
George Benson's Give Me the Night, selected by Steve Walls for inclusion in this Boxing Day special of the show that goes like this. If you don't know him, Steve Walls is the regular lead comic at the Whitley Bay Playhouse pantomime. He's Buttons this year, of course, which is a fantastic part for any comedian to play, because you get the relationship with Cinderella, you get the being ridiculous with the Ugly Sisters and the other comedians in the show, and you get a bit of pathos as well, because you know you're supposed to be attracted to Cinderella at the start of the show, and you have to come to terms with the fact that she loves Prince Charming and you can only ever be friends with her. It's performed wonderfully in our show this year, and yeah, congratulations to Steve Walls. Now then, moving on, I have mentioned a couple of times about our fabulous ensemble dancers in the show, and of course every dance team has a dance captain who makes sure everybody is performing to the standard and makes sure the choreography is being done justice each show. And our dance captain is wonderful, the marvellous Danny Rowe. I can't explain how, but he also helps us out in our act as well, so we're indebted to him for that as well. And I asked him to select a track, and fairly quickly, not in the second like Steve Walls, but fairly quickly, he came up with this next suggestion. So thanks for everything, Danny. And here for just for you is Jamiroquai, and this is the brilliant Canned Heat.
Phoenix FM.
Jamiroquai's brilliant Canned Heat there. Always enjoy listening to that track, and probably a band, when you think about well-known bands, you don't often think about Jamiroquai, but they've done some great tracks over the years. I love Virtual Insanity and Space Cowboy, one of my favourites as well. There's a remix of Space Cowboy, which I think is absolutely marvellous, if ever you can find it. Anyway, that was Canned Heat for Danny Rowe. Thank you so much, Danny, our dance captain at the Playhouse. So, yes, we have, like I said, a very talented cast completely, and Prince Charming. I'll let you into a little backstage secret. Me and him have been playing chess against each other in the dressing room, myself and Jacob, and we started a game. He beat me. He didn't actually get the checkmate, but he'd taken so many of my pieces I had to resign. It would have been inevitable in the not too distant future. So he won the first game. We started a second game. I like to think I was ahead, and it's the playing chess backstage is one of those things where you're not making a move all the time. You're sort of in and out of each other's dressing rooms and doing it whenever you can. I had let over a day go by before I'd made a move. I went to see Jacob, said, "Is it my move?" And he said, "I've packed the board away." Brutal, absolutely brutal. But despite that, I'm still playing a track that he would like to hear on this show. So here, A Spoon with the Devil and Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, oh, every mark, saving
Mr. Jones.
Phoenix FM.
Spoon, The Devil and Mr. Jones for Jacob Beresford, the chessboard putting away Prince Charming that rocked me. I'm still not quite over it, but I'm sure we'll all be fine. We are going to have a game where we just sit there and make the moves against each other and don't take hours in between each move, which I do appreciate. It's frustrating. So, yeah. Anyway, back on to our dancers, our fabulous dancers, and I talked about Mary Proud earlier when I played Proud Mary. I think that's one of my favourite ever dedications on the show that goes like this. But she did get to select her own track as well for inclusion in this show, which is coming up right now. Last year we had a guy working backstage who was Mary's boyfriend Lee, and became good friends with him. He's a great guy, and apparently this track is important to both of them because it's their song as a couple. So, yeah, delighted to be able to get this onto the airwaves. And, again, when you think of this performer, you think maybe of a couple of tracks particularly and not necessarily this one, but I've always enjoyed listening to most of her stuff. The performer I'm talking about is the wonderful Shania Twain. It's not Man, I Feel Like a Woman. It's not You Don't Impress Me Much. It's You're Still the One.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way.
You're still the one I want to, the one that I belong. FM.
Shania Twain, You're Still the One, played for Mary Proud, because she requested it because it's her song, her and her boyfriend Lee. That's important to them, so I hope you enjoyed listening to that, guys. And I think Lee's working away in Manchester, but I'm sure they'll get together at Christmas and have a wonderful time. So yeah, hope you're all enjoying your Boxing Day, hope you had a lovely day yesterday, and keep it here. We've got probably, how long, 26, 25 minutes and a few seconds still left with you, still plenty of great music to get on the airwaves for you, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood or Billericay or the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. Or just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Now, I opened the show with that opening track in the pantomime, which was Whitney Houston. And then somebody else in our company requested another Whitney track. It's absolutely no problem. It's perfectly eligible. Thanks to Ewan Morrill, another one of our brilliant male dancers, who's fantastic. And gives himself, quite happily, the nickname Princess Barbie. I love his dress sense. It's very exuberant, it's very bright, it's very colourful. He's a colourful character, he's a joy to be around. So Ewan, this, in honour of you, is Whitney Houston with The Greatest Love of All.
Phoenix FM.
Whitney Houston's Greatest Love of All, played in honour of Ewan Morrill. Happy to get that on the airwaves for you, sir. So, we've had tracks dedicated to three of our four fantastic ensemble dancers. We've had Danny Rowe, we've had Mary Proud, and we've had Ewan Morrill as well. So, that was Whitney Houston's second time appearing on this show as well. Obviously started off with How Will I Know, our opening track from Cinderella, and then Greatest Love of All featured for Ewan. So we do have a fourth member of our amazingly talented ensemble dancing team here at Cinderella, of course. And that person is the brilliant Laura Kent, who's a fabulous dancer, also a brilliant singer as well. And Laura, to give you another bit of backstage hidden secret information, Laura leads our vocal warm-ups every single day before the show. So yes, we usually meet about an hour before the show is due to start. We all get on stage and we have a vocal warm-up, and Laura leads us in that. So thank you so much to her. And she suggested a track that we're going to get on the airwaves for her right now. And very, very pleased to be able to bring it to you. So, yeah, I'm just quickly wondering if I've got one from everyone yet. I hope I haven't left anyone out. Anyway, here's Laura's. This is Tori Kelly with Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Don't you worry about a thing, my
Phoenix FM.
Tori Kelly played for Laura Kent. Laura Kent, ironically, from Surrey, not from Kent. Because if it's your name, you really ought to move to that county. It would just make things a lot easier for everybody concerned. Still, great stuff. Hope you're still enjoying listening to this Boxing Day special of the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. I am playing a final track that kind of I've chosen, but I'll leave you to wait for that with bated breath. In the meantime, we have a penultimate track coming up, which is actually the final track in our show. So we have what's known as a tie-up number at the end of the story, and then Steve Wall steps forward and does a kind of audience participation song sheet, gets some children up on stage, and then we have our finale piece of music where everyone comes down and takes their bows to rapturous applause every time, obviously. And then once that's all done and dusted and the show is finished, we have a play-out track to kind of make sure the audience leave on a happy note. We have an anthemic track this year. And you can't fail to want to sing along and want to join in with this. Now, it took me a while to learn the verses of this because it's one of those where everybody knows the chorus. And unless you're a fan of the band, maybe you don't know the verses. But still, sing along, clap along, I'm sure you'll want to, as we hand over to Take That, who will make sure we never forget.
Someone else's dream.
Phoenix FM.
Take That and Never Forget. What a phenomenal track. It's just one of those that everybody knows. Amazing stuff certainly leaves our audiences with a smile on their face as they leave the theatre. The final thing they hear in Cinderella at the Playhouse Whitley Bay this year is Take That, Never Forget. And we encourage them to get involved as well. Yeah, amazing stuff. And it's been a joy to bring you all tracks associated with our pantomime this year. One other bit of information I wanted to share with you is that there are five people in our dressing room, and I've talked about four of them: myself, my dad, and the two ugly sisters, Dan and Luke. The fifth person we share a room with is our wardrobe supervisor. Our wardrobe supervisor, Miss Caitlin Brown. Now, I asked everybody in all the dressing rooms to come up with a track for the show. I asked Caitlin. It wasn't forthcoming. Let's just say she found it too difficult to select a track from all the tracks that exist. So, Caitlin, there is no track for you on this show, but I wanted to give you a shout-out anyway in honour of the amazing stuff you do for everybody, keeping us looking fabulous throughout Cinderella and the entire run at the Playhouse Whitley Bay. She's already had to fix poppers on my costumes. She's had to wash everybody's shirts and T-shirts numerous times already. Is probably sick of the sight of the washing machines, but she does an amazing job and makes sure everybody looks absolutely pristine when they go on stage. So, Caitlin, thanks to you. I'm very sorry that you couldn't come up with a track to be played on the airwaves, but who knows, at some point in the future, maybe we can get one on the show that goes like this, in your honour. Fabulous. Well, as I've said many times, it is a great company. Highly recommended show. If you're in the area and can get yourself to Whitley Bay before the 6th of January, it's definitely recommended that you do, although it is a record-breaking year this year. We have broken all box office records. There aren't all that many tickets left. So have a look on the website, Playhouse Theatre Whitley Bay, and see if you can nab one before they're all gone. And yeah, thanks to all my cast, all the crew, everybody involved at the theatre for making it a wonderful experience to be a part of this show. And I'm enjoying it. We're here till the 6th of January. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it right up to the bitter end, when we all have to come to terms with Panto finishing for another festive season. Thanks for listening to the show that goes like this as well. Everybody that supports this show, I am very, very grateful to know that you're out there and know that you are part of my lovely legend listenership. So what am I going to play us out with? This show has been dedicated to pantomime, and we've talked about the wonderful fairy godfather, we've talked about Cinderella, we've talked about Prince Charming and his financial aids, Null and Void. We've talked about the amazing ensemble dancers, and yeah, I'm not sure what would do it justice, really. Well, I haven't made a big deal about this on the Phoenix FM airwaves too much this year, but around about 4 years ago, my dad and I released a track that my dad wrote. I tweaked a little bit, and then we sang together, dedicated to everything about the wonderful world of pantomime itself. Not just Cinderella, which is our show, but all pantomimes everywhere. And many of you will have heard it already, because I have played it a couple of times over the years, and it gets some airplay regularly at this time of year. But here it is once again to play us out tonight. I'll be back again very soon, Tuesdays at 6 on Phoenix FM. In the meantime, here is Simmons & Simmons, Pantomime.
Everybody, follow me. Step into a fantasy. See what we shall see in the land of pantomime. There's Cinderella on her way to the ball. Hey Jack, I think that beanstalk's grown too tall. Perhaps the giant is heading for a fall. That's not all, that's not all. If Ebenezer puts a spell on you, I'm sure it's something buttons can undo. Oh, maybe Puss in Boots will rescue.
rescue you. Right on cue, in pantomime. Every year, about this time, dreams come true and couplets rhyme in the land of pantomime.
Here come the uglies in their high-heeled shoes.
Robinson Crusoe's got the Friday blues.
And Beauty said the Beast's the one she'll choose.
That's good news. What good news?
Poor old Aladdin got trapped in a cave.
The prince kissed Sleeping Beauty. She was safe.
Now Peter Pan is hooked on being brave.
With gold it's paved in pantomime. Every year about this time, dreams come true and couplets rhyme in the land of pantomime.
Just wait until you see the curtain rise.
You won't believe what goes on
right before your very eyes.
Now Snow White's seven pals have called a truce,
and it's an excellent day for Mother Goose.
Please tell Red Riding Hood
there's no excuse, no excuse.
Look out for Goldilocks and Baby Bear.
The babes are in the wood, but they don't care.
And now Dick Whittington's become Lord Mayor.
It's all there in pantomime.
Everybody, follow me back into reality. You'll keep a treasured memory. That's the magic of this time
in the land.